out here today back at the Brasserie V on 1923 Monroe Street, and we are here today with Rob Grisham, the chef of the Brasserie V. Rob, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you today, Kyle and John?
We're doing great.
Pretty good.
As you know, this week we're talking about food and beer pairings and cooking with beer as well. Here at the Brasserie V, you guys have an excellent beer selection, excellent food selection. Kind of want to know, first off, how do you cook with your beer? Do you involve that in any of your food in any way?
Yeah, definitely. There's maybe six or seven items on the menu, such as the kale. Like, I think it's easier to cook with food if you're like slow cooking food or like using liquid instead of just like searing something in a pan and then adding the beer. I mean, it's never too in your face, the flavor isn't, but it's nice to incorporate that, or what's a good word for it? Yeah, just use it sparingly, because it's one of those things you can't really make like a reduction out of it, because it'll turn like really, really not sour, but it's just not sweet. So you either have to like add something to that, or yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure how to explain it, but
so because if you guys are kind of known for your beer list, you just got voted one of the best taps in the city. I mean, do you find yourself pairing more foods with beer or wine?
Well, I mean, I use wine every day in cooking, where as opposed to like using beer, it's more of like a menu. It's something that's on the menu. I don't really run specials right now. I don't know, like a lot of specials that use a certain beer, but like every month, like the last Monday of every month, we have that tasting menu, which is a 5-course menu that we pair all the courses with a beer. And that's usually, I mean, that's our staple. Like, that's something that you'll always see, and we're always full for that, and it's just a really good way to taste new food and see exactly how it pairs with the beer.
So why do food and beer pair so well together then?
Well, I would say a lot of the beers are more complex than a glass of wine. Like, I mean, if you go out, you can usually just say, I want this kind of wine, whereas opposed to here, it's like a specific style or a specific recipe that's been around for so long, and there's just a wider range or variety of tastes and flavors and mouthfeel and all that. Some of them are flatter, some of them are really effervescent, and it's just a more interesting, it's just a more interesting thing to have with your food than a glass of wine. Although I do like wine, obviously, but
you know, continuing with the beer dinners, I mean, you guys have 5 courses, each one is paired with a different beer. From your experience with the customer response, are they realizing and kind of liking the fact that they're getting a chance to pair something with beer, where normally they've probably only experienced, you know, the typical drinking a big thick steak or having a big thick steak with a big red glass of wine or something like that?
Yeah. Well, it's a smaller amount of like alcohol, or not alcohol, but it's just a smaller amount of beer. It's not like the whole bottle. So, I mean, otherwise people would just be pickled by the end of the, you know, by the end of the tasting. So, they just get a small amount, maybe 3 or 4 ounces per course, and it just allows them to like taste and mix the flavors. And it seems, in terms of the response, you know, that I've gotten, I think a lot of people actually see why we pair certain beers with certain food. Like the steak frites goes really well with that St. Bernardus at 12. It's essentially the same thing as having a really heavy cab, you know, like, I don't know, just a really full-bodied wine. And what else is on here? I did scallop ceviche with, what was that? Saison, I cannot remember. Frick.
Spice Saison.
Yeah, it was that spice Saison, and that went really well. Or no, I'm sorry, the scallop ceviche was paired with the Rodenbach, which is kind of like a sour ale, and it really just paired so well with the raw fish because it's so soft. Like the scallops raw, I mean, it was paired with some lemon juice, cilantro, but the flavor of the beer and the sourness of that really just accented that flavor that was within the scallop. It just went really well together.
So I guess when you're cooking and when you're doing these beer pairing dinners, what limitations do you run into when you're pairing with beer, maybe like in general, and then limitations that you also don't run into as much with wine?
Limitations. I'm not so sure. Like, as opposed to making like a really nice sauce with wine, like that's really simple. I mean, there's so many classic sauces that are made with wine in them, and it seems like when you're cooking with beer that like you kind of have to improvise on like what happens to the beer when you reduce it down and like what kind of flavors come out, or if you don't reduce it down and you just use it to slow cook something, what flavors are actually going to be incorporated into that. Like if the beer is really light, you're probably not going to really take much like in the end, you know, whereas as opposed to using what kind of beer is good, a good example, like a stout, for instance, that if you reduce it down, add some sugar, maybe stir in a little bit of whole butter, I mean that sauce is going to be really, really good because it's just of how the beer is composed. It's just very soft and smooth, and it just gets very well for sauces, you know.
One really cool thing about the Brasserie is you guys have a very full tap list that you do rotate frequently. I can imagine that.
I'd say weekly.
I would. With that, do you find that when you get a certain beer on your tap, you try to aim maybe a special around that, or any sort of cooking styles that you kind of have to avoid or look forward to?
Well, like when we get a new beer on tap, the first thing I do is I have 3 pints of it. The first pint is just to get a feel for it. The second pint is to get a better feel for it. And then the third pint is when I make my decision on if I would want to cook with it or not. And a lot of times, I mean, I don't sip on a beer and get inspiration for some special, you know. It's like, first I like to see what I'm actually going to be cooking and then go find what, I don't know, what would match well with it. Like, same with wine, though. I've never, like, sipped on a wine and been like, oh my gosh, this needs to go into this dish, you know. It's more of a, something that you already know and, like, something that you're comfortable cooking, and then you pair it in and like incorporate that somehow. So in terms of any specific beers, I don't really get that much, but yeah, I don't know.
Onto the menu here at the Brasserie. A couple of your main items are the steak frites and the mussels frites. These are both really popular items, and I'm sure you have some interesting beer pairing choices to go along with these.
Well, with seafood, especially the mussels, I mean, it has a white wine pan sauce in it, but found that pairs really well with the Fantôme Saison, which I'm correct, that's one of the original Saisons. Is this true?
I believe so. Yeah. I think I heard that here, actually. So.
Right. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it was, yeah. So a beer like that, you know, that has a lot of, like, citrus notes to it, such as lemon or orange peel or coriander, it goes really well with such a light dish. I mean, the mussels are very flavorful. It's one of those beers that really carry the flavor of the mussels. Like, when you have the mussels and then have some of the Saison, it just prolongs it, and it just really incorporates well with the dish.
The other thing I like about the Fantôme with the mussels is it is a little bit higher in alcohol, and so it does help to kind of cut through the fatty, buttery texture that you may be coming from the dish. So
yeah, I would agree with that.
And also, what about dessert? That's sometimes, you know, something that's overlooked, but nonetheless very important. What do you guys do with beer as far as that regards?
Well, I mean, I've kind of been on this float kick. It's just really easy to find a beer and then find something to add to it, such as, like, the last tasting, we had the Southern Tier Creme Brulee Stout, which is just a very, very heavy, almost syrupy beer. So I paired it with I just added a little bit of Tahitian vanilla and cracked peppercorn custard, and that really, I mean, it didn't really look the most gorgeous, you know, at like in the glass, but just the creaminess of the custard really helped even out the syrupy flavored texture of the beer. You know, it kind of toned it down and it was like less sweet. So, and that was good. And we also have on the menu, we have it's the Lindeman's Raspberry Frambois Float with homemade ice cream, which just goes really well together. It's just kind of like, I would say, no different than a root beer float. I mean, the Lindeman's Frambois doesn't really even taste like a beer, you know, so it's very good. It's good for everybody, especially if they haven't tried that beer. it's a good way to try it in a familiar setting, like an ice cream float, you know, and then you can actually taste that.
So I guess, what is your personal favorite beer and food pairing at the moment?
Ooh, that's tough. I would say the quark with our short ribs on the menu. It pairs so well with cauliflower because there's the cauliflower gratin, which is essentially like Swiss cheese, Gruyere rather, flour, and then you make that into a roux, and then you add the cauliflower to it with a coating of panko breadcrumbs on top of it. And with the short ribs, which is a heavier, I mean, it's not too heavy, and then the aged balsamic on top just pairs really well with the quark. The quark is kind of caramely, but still, it's not very heavy. It's more malty and extremely delicious, and it's higher in alcohol, too, so that helps cut the heaviness of the cauliflower gratin and the short ribs. I'd say that right now is probably my favorite.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that about wraps it up. Do you have anything else?
Do you have any final comments?
No.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. So that was Rob Grissom of the Brasserie. Kyle, what do you got to say?
I really enjoyed that.
It was a fun interview.
Yeah, as I've mentioned several times on the show, I am an employee of the restaurant, so I have had a chance to taste all of their beers and eat all of their food. And it is a really fun experience to be able to go through and really sit down. You got to do it in a quiet environment if you can, in the same way you do a beer tasting, but you kind of think of how these things are going to interact. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, they do some really great things. The beer menus that they have there, those are very carefully chosen beers to go with all their foods, and it sounds delicious, so.
Yeah. And, you know, we really, because of all the technical errors, we really didn't get a chance to discuss as much as we wanted to about beer and food pairing and about the proper beer and food combinations out there. There's a new book out, a relatively new book out, just came out not too long ago. It's called He Said Beer, She Said Wine. It is kind of started by an ongoing series in food and wine and debates between Sam Calagione, the founder and brewer of Dogfish Head, and Marnie Old, mm-hmm. I believe. And then she's one of the main wine pairers in Food and Wine magazine. And, there's a lot of good information in this book that we really wanted to go over and, you know, kind of pick apart and analyze. So I think we're going to try to continue this next week and work it into that show.
And, you know, fortunately, with doing this, we're going to be able to dedicate the full show to really talking about this. A big thing now, because we're going to have so much time to be talking, is the comments. If you guys have anything that, you know, you've been to a restaurant or you've been out or you've been in your own kitchen and you made this dish or something and you paired it with a beer and it was phenomenal, let us know. And we'd love to talk about it and share your experience with the rest of our listeners.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, if you frequently cook with beer, it's one thing that isn't really as popular as just pairing. And, you know, there's some pretty easy ones out there, you know, using like fruit lambics to marinate, you know, meat. But if you have any other combinations, yeah, write us comments at beertalktoday.blogspot.com. Send us emails, beertalktoday@gmail.com. You know, there's easy ways to access us. Next week we'll open up the phone lines so you guys can call and discuss. So make sure to tune in to continue discussing beer and food pairings.